This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So let's make up our minds to do the right thing in this life. In our chants, Allah's name do we sing. Allah, Allah, Allah.
Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam wa ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. السلام عليكم. I'd like to welcome all of our dear guests and all our viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for putting the time into learning about the new program, Only If You Knew. I'd like to welcome, you mention your name please, go ahead.
I'm Hamdi.
Hamdi.
Asmir.
Asmir.
Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Omar.
And Omar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you guys for spending the time once again. And this is such a noble thing that Allah chose you to be here and chose you to listen to this program. And I wonder, what in your life have you done to deserve that Allah chooses you to learn about Him? Wallah, it's an honor. There's no honor beyond that honor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and may Allah grant us sincerity in our work. Say Ameen. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So I'd like to start with a quick short story to let you know about the program as a whole in general. A very short story that happened to me as I was having my first job after I graduated from the College of Mechanical Engineering. So I went to an automotive industry and I made a mistake that was going to cause over $2 million of damage. So you can imagine how stressful I was. I'm in a lot of distress. And I was trying to find a person that can help me solve that problem. So I was directed to an expert. And on my way there, you can imagine, you know, the heartbeats over the regular. I would say I'd rather I was never born before that day. So as I was getting there, a person stopped me. He said, where are you going? I'm like, such and such person. He said, oh, do you know that he's also named another name? I'm like, what is it? He said, he's also known as the nice guy. The nice guy. So I immediately felt a lot more comfortable, felt that person to be very approachable, so I can go and he'll be understanding. I'm a new graduate, I'm a student, so he won't make fun of me. So all these emotions and thoughts came to my mind, so I was a lot relaxed. Before I continue the story for you, had I known only one other name of a human being and this emotions came to me, how will we feel when we learn about Allah's beautiful 99 names? And Allah is the best of examples. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. May Allah protect you. Nothing. So why are we learning about Allah's beautiful names? Only if you knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your love to Allah will continue to increase. And the more you love Allah, obeying Him becomes easier and sweeter for you. And therefore, you will be happier in this life and the afterlife, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, don't forget about Allah. Because those who forget Allah, Allah will make them forget themselves. Allah said in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be among those who forgot about Allah, which in result, Allah caused them to forget about themselves. Because those who do not know Allah, their life is meaningless. Because they have no purpose in life. Because Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created you for no other reason except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can you worship someone you don't even know? How can you worship someone who don't even know their names? We put our forehead, the most blessed part of our face and body, on the floor for someone that we don't know really well. SubhanAllah. Then look how Allah says. So Allah says you should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implying that. And in the same surah, Allah chooses the way that you can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no verse in the Quran, over 6,200 verses, no verse has as many names of Allah as much as the last few verses of surah Al-Hashr. Excellent. Barakallah fik. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. How beautiful are these verses? I will not translate it for you guys. Your homework is to go to Surah Al-Hashr and you go read it yourself, inshallah. How beautiful. Allah says, you want to know Allah? It's through His beautiful names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, it's only if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will seek His pleasure. It is only when you try to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will fear His anger. It is only when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your love for Him will increase. It is only when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your worship to Allah in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, will go up and up. It is only when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will run away from any sin that would come ready for you. You will say, no, I can't. Why? Because now I know Allah. I can't do this. For those who don't know Allah, doing the sin becomes trivial, becomes something simple. Like the fly. The fly will come, they just push it away, hitch it away, because it's trivial to them. But to the believer, the sin is like a mountain that's about to fall on them. How would they feel? No, I can't. Wallahi, they look twice at a girl and their heart won't feel comfortable anymore. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he was unable to memorize. He complained. Shakawtu ila waki' su'a hifzi. I complained to waki' my teacher. I can't memorize anymore. I can't memorize. Waki' told him what? Fa'arshadani ila tarki al-ma'asi. Then move away from sinning. Subhanallah. Because what? He looked at the ankle of a lady. At the ankle. And he didn't feel it. Subhanallah. It's so tough on him. But for those that don't know Allah, I watch a whole video, not just the ankle, but more than that, wal'iyadu billah, and it's meaningless to them. We tell them, don't you have any respect to Allah? We tell them, do you know who did you just anger? We tell them, don't you know who you just crossed the limits? It's talking about Allah. Don't look at the magnitude of the sin, but look at the magnitude of the one who you sinned against. Allahu Akbar. It is only when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one more time. The more you know Allah, the more you will love Him. The more you love Him, obeying Him becomes sweet and beautiful. And in result, will cause you to have a happy life in this dunya, inshaAllah, and the akhirah. Look at Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the ultimate happiness comes when you learn about Allah's beautiful names. Allah said in Surah Taha, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. Taha, two letters. That's the opinion I follow. No interpretation to it. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We did not descend the Qur'an upon you to have a miserable life or be distressed and so on. No. إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً what? لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. Rather, it's a mercy for you to be happy. This Qur'an, Allah explains now the Qur'an. Allah now says, this Qur'an, Allah says, اللَّهُ تَنزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَوَاتِ الْعُلَى. It's revelation from the one who created the heavens and the earth, the high. Then Allah says, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. Ar-Rahman has been established over His throne. Allah says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبَيْنَّهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on the earth, whatever is in between the heavens and the earth, whatever is under the earth. Look how much power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us feel shy towards Him and khushu' and humbleness and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ. Two more verses. And if you say out loud, or yeah, فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. He knows whatever is inside you and whatever you hide or say out loud. Then Allah says, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah, there's no deity worthy of worship except Him, and to Allah belongs the most beautiful name. So the lesson out of this, you will not be a loser or a miserable person if you learned and lived with Allah's beautiful names. In the same surah, you would note something. It's about, who knows about Surah Taha? So what do you think the theme of Surah Taha? What's one of the main stories in it? Go ahead, you can give it a shot.
I think that the main story in the Surah Taha is the living with Quran.
Living with Quran.
The living of, with Quran.
Naam.
That's the biggest story in that. Because if we live with Quran, we will live with happiness.
Beautiful. So it does tell you the formula of happiness, right?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Allah mentions a story in there. The story of Musa and Fir'aun. Watch this. Musa knew Allah, so he loved him. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لَتَرْضَى. So Allah, Musa knew Allah, he loved him, he obeyed him, he became happy. Fir'aun didn't know Allah, didn't love Allah, didn't obey Allah, he became miserable. You see the connection from the verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful names. Those who live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their life changes. Let me tell you the story of Abdullah ibn Hudhafa. Abdullah bin Hudhafa, he is one of the companions of Rasulullah. After the Prophet وسلم, and never, ever, ever stop saying alayhi salam. Even if I say 1,000 times, wallah, if we leave this gathering without except praying upon the Prophet, alhamdulillah, it's a blessing. Ni'mah, khair, inshallah, okay? So he was a companion to Rasulullah. Abdullah bin Hudhafa, after the Prophet passed away, Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away, who was the Khalifa? Umar al-Khattab, excellent. He sent Abdullah bin Hudhafa and other soldiers to go fight the Romans. When they go to fight the Romans, what happened? The Roman king noticed that Abdullah is there. So he told him, come here because I cannot believe I have a companion of the Prophet ﷺ. He was just so shocked. He said, "Ya Abdullah, become a Christian and I will make you share my dominion and my kingdom." Abdullah said, "Never. I will not change my religion. Even if you give me your entire kingdom and all the Arabs' kingdom, I will not change my deen and my love to Allah, even if it was for a blink of an eye." He got so irritated. He said, "Really? Crucify him." So he was crucified. Then he ordered to shots to be around his legs and his hands, but not shoot him, just to scare him. He did not shake his iman. He knew Allah, ya akhi. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he got so angry, who? The Roman king. He said, "Take him down. Bring two of his other soldiers and then boil boiling water and throw them in there and let him what? Retreat." So the first one, Abdullah, you're going to change your mind? He says, no. He threw the first person in the water. He was boiling until the bones came out of the skin, because the boiling, that's the skin shrinks. He never changed. Second, Abdullah. He said, never, ever. He threw the other one. Then the king, Roman king, got, you know what, sad, depressed. He said, throw him in the water. Khalas, I don't need him anymore. As they were carrying him, two soldiers from the Roman, one from the right, one from the left, what happened to Abdullah? He cried. He got so excited. He said, "Oh king, oh Roman king." He cried. The king said, "Bring him to me." Halas, he's going to change his mind. So they brought him back to the king. And the king said, you ready to retreat? He said, never. He said, then why are you crying? He said, because I'm crying because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me one soul that I can forsake for him. And I wish that I had as many souls as a number of hairs on my body to sacrifice one after the other, one after the other, one after the other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Roman king became khalas, hopeless. He said, how about I let you go? Just kiss my forehead. You see how he degraded him? You see the izzah, the honor, when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the iman and the love of obedience? He said, just kiss my forehead and you can leave. Abdullah said, you know what? I kiss a kafir's forehead, save my life, save the other tabi'een or so on, then we can go. So he said, condition, I will kiss your forehead, but release me and all my brothers. So you guys remember your brothers when you're in trouble, huh? Don't only think about yourself. So the king said, okay. Abdullah bin Hudhafa came, kissed the forehead of the Roman king, and they all left to Medina. Umar bin Khattab, when he heard that, he told everybody in Medina, it's a sign upon all of you to kiss the forehead of Abdullah bin Hudhafa, and I am the first one. So he went up, the Khalifa of over 22 countries came, kissed the forehead of Abdullah bin Hudhafa for such behavior, subhanAllah. You see, when you learn about beautiful names, how people change, how he was before Islam and how he became after Islam. Inshallah, we will continue with this episode after this short break. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's make up our minds to do the right thing in this life. In our chance, Allah's name do we sing. Make up our minds to do the right thing in this life. In our chance, Allah's name do we sing.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. Thank you very much for joining back again to the episode. Inshallah, we will continue with one more story of those who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lived with His beautiful names, and changed their life completely from 0 to 180. And just as a side point, some people say, I changed my life from 0 to 360. That's incorrect, because 0 to 360 went back to the same place. So their life changed from 0 to 180. For example, Al-Khansa. May Allah be pleased by her, inshallah. Al-Khansa, before she became a Muslim, her brother Sakhr passed away. When he passed away, she was so sad and distressed and khalas and anxiety to the max. that she wrote some poetry. And that poetry was so powerful, it went viral. As if someone uploads a video on YouTube and it went unbelievable views, like millions and billions. That's exactly what the poetry of who? Al-Khansa. And what does the poetry say? How sad she is, and my brother Sakhr, there's not another brother like him. He's the best man ever walked on earth, etc., etc. To an extent that every person in Arabia heard about that poetry. Look at the power of it, right? Yes. Al-Khansa knows Allah. Al-Khansa then loves Allah. Al-Khansa obeys Allah more and more, and let's see how she feels and how will her heart be at content. Yes or no, we'll see. Many years later after Islam, Allah blessed her with how many children? 4 boys, halas? 4 males, 4 men were fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the battle, the people came to tell the news of the families of those who died during the battle. They came to Al-Khansa, said, Ya Khansa, be patient, hope for Allah's reward. All of your 4 children died. What will she say now? One brother, and by the way, question to you guys. What relationship is closer? A girl to a brother, brother and sister, or a mother and children?
Mother and children.
Mother and children. That's why you see the Prophet ﷺ, when he shows the mercy of Allah, he compares it. There's no mercy and love on earth like the love and mercy of a mother to a child.
Yeah.
So now you would imagine her pain will be way more than her brother, Sakhr. What she's saying? She said, Alhamdulillah. Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi sharrafani biqatlihim. Alhamdulillah, the one who honored me to have 4 shuhada in my family. وَأَرْجُوا مِنْ رَبِّي, and I hope in my Lord, أَنْ يَجْمَعَنِي بِهِمْ فِي مُسْتَقَرِ رَحْمَتِهِ, and I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather me with His mercy, all of us together, in Jannah. Allah. When you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, this is not fake. This is not fairy tale. This is truth, ya akhi. This is stories from the Sahaba, from the Tabi'een, etc. For those who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question, some people will say, akhi, you're so loud, you're so fast, you're stressing about knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only if you know Allah, only if you know Allah. But why? To what extent? Some would say, we already know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know He is Al-Khaliq, He created me, He created you. We know the names. Na'am, recite it to you. Al-Mu'min, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar. Very fast, very fast. We're not telling you to know this kind of understanding. This shallow understanding is not what we're looking for in the series, only if you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, is the understanding of a major and deeper meaning that nourishes your heart and your mind and flows in your blood. Every time you look at something, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the sky, you think of Allah al-Khaliq. You look at the person in a janazah, you think of Allah al-Hayy. You look at a person who was doing good and then he dies in a car accident, you think of al-Hakim, the all-wise. You look at something, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning we're talking about, the understanding. I'll give an example to illustrate what I mean. Cup of water. You mind if you pass me the water, please?
Yeah.
Jazakallah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So this cup of water. When you drink water, you have 2 reasons. A minor and a major one. The minor one is to drink to quench your thirst and survive. But there's a much, much deeper meaning when you drink water. And the Prophet ﷺ teaches us, when you drink water, what do you say before that? Bismillah. In the name of Allah. The deeper meaning is to know and realize Ar-Razzaq, the one who chose that this water to be drank by such and such person in such and such location in such and such time. So when you drink that water, you say Bismillah in the name of Allah. And when you drink, you don't only quench your thirst, but you think of Ar-Razzaq, Allah. And then when you're done, what do you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. It's all about Allah. You see the deeper meaning?
Yes.
So when you get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more, things will change. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us, and this is what we should be looking into. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are always conscious of Allah in the day and night. Not only during Ramadan and times of worship, but even outside of Ramadan, always conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to be our number one priority. Say ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us our hearts filled with Allah's love, and nothing overcomes Allah's love. And Allah's love is number one. And we love everything else for the sake of Allah. That's how deep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. We ask Allah to make it in our hearts. You know this hadith? إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ أَسْمًا مِئَةً إِلَّا وَاحِدًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخْلَ الْجَنَّةِ. To Allah belongs 99 names. 100 minus 1. Whoever أَحْصَاهَا, he will enter into Jannah. Now أَحْصَاهَا is, some people when translated, they translate it as what? Memorize, excellent. Jazakallah khair, hamdi. He says memorize, right? But that's not really correct. Because if we have, let's say, a shelf books, halas. So let's say you own a library, you have 99 books. So I said, Umar, I see books here. If Umar says, yes, there are 99 books. That's ad, that's counting. But if I ask Ahmed's library, Ahmed, you have 99 books? He's like, yes. I have 50 on Sharia. I have 49 on chemistry, biology, and psychology. The 50 on Sharia, there's hadith, tawheed, and tajweed, and much, much more. That's ihsa. That was ad. You see the difference? Completely different. So the understanding we try to get into is the understanding of Allah and reach the level of ihsan. Pay attention to this one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, angel Jibreel alayhi salam, came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, don't ever forget to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ever. He came and he sat right in front of the Prophet, so the knees of Jibreel, in a shape of a man, was facing the knee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he came and he went to ask him questions. No one in the gathering knew it was Jibreel. Jibreel asked him, alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallam, he asked him, what is Islam? So Rasulullah sallam, he said, Islam is to testify there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is a slave and messenger. Iqam al-salah, ita' al-zakah, sawm Ramadan, and hajj. That man who is, Jibreel said, what? Sadaqt, you said the truth. He said, people around were surprised. Like, you asked a question, you told me you said the truth? It's something weird. Then the second time, he asked him, what is Iman? Now he's going up the levels. You gotta pay attention here, because we want to go to the last, best level ever. Islam, Iman. He said, Iman? Six. And tu'mina billah, to believe in Allah. Wa malaikati, his angels. Wa kutubi, his books. And then, wa rusuli, his prophets. Huh? واليوم الآخر judgment, and then والقدر, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel said, صدقت. صدقت. Okay. Then he asked a third question. And with knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to make us amongst this highest level. He asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is Ihsan? He said, Ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. It's for you to worship Allah as if you see Him. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Then since you don't see him, then know that he sees you. He says, صَدَقْتْ, and then he leaves. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who's that man? He said, دَاكَ جِبْرِيلْ أَتَاكُمْ. He came to teach you your religion, to teach us to be the highest level. That's why I'm saying, for you to know Allah in everything that you see, to experience Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your lives. And when we say ihsa of Allah's beautiful name, there's three factors, you got to pay attention to them, صح? So Ahsaha, the 99 names, what does it mean? Because the Prophet promised us Jannah. So you really, if you really care, you will do whatever it takes to know about those three factors. Number one, to know them and memorize them. This is the shallow understanding, but we're going to go deeper. We're going to go to Jannah, صح? Jannah is not cheap, brothers. Jannah is not cheap, sisters. La wallah. Jannah comes with sweat. The road to Jannah is full of, not flowers, full of thorns and pain, na'am. Full of blood sometimes, yes. So Jannah is not cheap. So we do whatever it takes to get to Jannah. صح? For a car, we would do all our lives to build a house and buy an expensive car. And we might die before getting it. Yeah. But Jannah is the worth it. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً. The product of Allah is expensive. Allah is telling you it's not cheap. It's not cheap, man. It's made by Allah. You get a shirt from made in Italy, $60, $100, $120, $500. صح? And you find a specific designer in France that does this shirt for you, there's only five of them in the world, $1,000. I'm telling you, Jannah, Allah made it with His own hands. You guys want to know the three factors, inshallah. May Allah make us amongst those who fulfill the three factors and know Allah the way He deserves to be known as much as we can. Number one, to know and memorize the names, easy. Number two, to implement them in our lives. So if Allah is a Sami', you memorize that, you know what? You know what it means? Yes, the all-hearing. But we don't say He has an ear like us. We'll explain this in the next episode, inshallah. Allah as-Sami'. So He is the all-hearing. So this means, if you implement, that means what? Everything that you say, you pay attention. Allah hears me. Sah? Mm-hmm. Allah hears me. The third is what? Anybody would like to guess? So number one, memorize and know them. Number two is implement them. Number three? Do you guys make dua? When you guys make dua, do you only use Allah's name?
Excellent. Use Allah's name in dua.
Perfect. So number three is to use Allah's beautiful names when making dua. Yeah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill these conditions and much more. And we ask Allah to make us amongst those who live with His beautiful names, and to make us amongst those that only if you know Allah that we will reach happiness in this life and the hereafter. I would like to thank all of you for coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. I'd like to jazakum Allah khair for attending and being patient with us. May Allah reward you for spending the time to learn about Allah. It is only if we know Him that we'll be happy in this dunya and the akhirah. Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's make up our minds to do the right thing in this life. In our chants, Allah's name do we sing. Allah, 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 Ya Allah. When we step out of our homes in the middle of the day, do we ever think, when's the end of my stay? Someone dies in the news right in front of your face. Do we ever think, when's my turn in the grave? To read all the tales of the kings of the past, do we ever think, how long did it last? Day after day, night after night, do we ever think when's the